fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast. Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
So I'd like to think I'm a pretty good citizen. I've never robbed a house and I don't really plan on it. But if I did, I feel like the point of robbing a house is to get in and out as quickly as you can, so as not to get caught. But apparently there's this robber in Melbourne who broke into a house and he just chilled out in there for 5 hours.
Now, what do you mean? Watching TV?
No, here, I have a list of the things he did while he was in the house. And two of them, I think, will freak you out more than the rest. He had a bath.
Yep, there you go. I'm done.
That wasn't...
Put that man in jail.
Had a shave.
Oh my God, using the person's razor.
I just can't imagine that he came pre-prepared with his own razor.
Is that better or worse?
Good question, but the next one, brushed his teeth.
Using the person's toothbrush. I mean, I'm all for sharing razors and toothbrushes with your loved ones.
Yeah. With a robber?
No, with a robber, no.
Okay.
Got to draw the line at robber.
He cooked some noodles, 2 minute noodles.
I mean, when they're there and you got a hankering, they are fast.
And then he hung out and played PlayStation for a while.
Did he then steal the PlayStation?
No, he stole some electrical devices, but he didn't steal the PlayStation.
What do you mean electrical device? Well, the blender and the toaster.
Well, that's all that the police reporter said, that he stole some electrical items, but the PlayStation he didn't steal?
So... Wait a minute. Was he caught in the house
no.
or afterwards?
They haven't caught him.
How do they know he was there for 5 hours? Does the family have CCTV or something?
Yeah, there's a... I think there's an apartment building next door with a camera, and you can see him kind of like shuffling in.
What?
And he obviously, maybe he was testing out what PlayStation games they have, what he wants to buy.
He didn't like any of them. Yeah, fair. Actually, the PlayStation, the Xbox is the superior console. I don't want the PlayStation.
You know what's not adding up in this story to me? Something's a bit sus. He was in there for 5 hours and he only cooked 2 minute noodles? I don't think that's right.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And Tommy, I found Narnia. Right here in Shep yesterday afternoon. Imagine this. Kmart meets Bunnings meets like Mary Poppins handbag.
What?
Seriously, this is right here in Shep. Now, I'm going to give you some clues and you tell me if you can work out where this is. And hey, if you think you know, 13, 12, 16, do you know where Narnia is? Right here in Shepparton. In this place, I found a sewing machine, toe warmers, a karaoke machine, a TV, and the vintage edition Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book.
Oh my God, I love that book.
I know, so do I. And it's like one of those when they reimagine old cartoons. It's like high definition now. The cover was so beautiful and it had like a gold medal on it. It was stunning.
So this is a shop.
Which I am dubbing Narnia for the range that they had. You go into this shop thinking you're getting one type of thing.
Yeah.
But my God, you look around and you don't realize the shelves are stocked with Mary Poppins handbag, basically. So a few of those things again, sewing machine, toe warmers, a TV.
And it's not Kmart.
I'll add a few more. It's not Kmart.
Okay.
Pop-up tent.
Right.
A French language book. Learn to speak French in just 15 minutes a day.
That's intriguing.
A spinning soap brush. So it's like an electronic handle with a soap, almost like a sponge on the end and it spins. You take it into the shower.
Oh, yeah?
It's like an automatic electronic loofah.
What?
This place is Narnia. 13, 12, 16. Can you work out where I'm talking about?
I have absolutely no idea.
Absolutely lovely stuff. Now, this might give it away. 13, 12, 16. Do you know where Narnia is? On top of the sewing machine, the toe warmers, the karaoke machine, the TV, the cookbook, the soap maker, the pop-up tent and the French language book. Stamps. 13, 12, 16. Where is Narnia in Shepparton? Coming up, our phone swap challenges back in studio. Were we able to catch them cheating overnight? And are they going to be disqualified this morning? But first, Tommy, I found Narnia right here in Shepparton yesterday. And you didn't tell me about it, so maybe you don't know about it.
I don't.
There is Narnia here in Shep. I'm talking they sell karaoke machine, a TV, a sewing machine, cookbooks, a French language book, toe warmers.
Yeah, you threw me off at toe warmers.
And stamps. Now, it's not, it's like Mary Poppins handbag meets Kmart meets Bunnings meets the greatest place in the world. And on top of all that, Tommy, lovely staff who work in there. Very helpful.
Well, if you did work in Narnia, you'd be pretty chuffed.
You'd be pretty chuffed. You've hit the jackpot. Yeah. In Arcadia, Marianne, do you know where Narnia is?
I think so.
Where?
Is it Spotlight?
Oh, it's not Spotlight, Marianne. Does Spotlight sell stamps?
Yeah, they have everything.
I thought the stamps might give it away. Tommy, stamps.
Yeah, the post office?
It's the post office, Marianne.
No.
Have you been into the Shepparton post office recently?
No.
Oh, well, Marianne, I highly recommend. Tommy, seriously. The sewing machine caught my eye first and foremost.
Yeah.
I was filling out an envelope to post something and I went, is that a sewing machine? And then I looked around and I saw toe warmers.
Yeah, toe warmers threw me off totally. And you said a pop-up tent.
A pop-up children's tent.
Nah.
The post office in Shepparton is Narnia. I highly recommend. And the people working in there, also very lovely.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's hit. Hit 96.9.
Coming up in your 7:30 trending now, what the Duchess of Cambridge is doing in the bathroom that might surprise you.
Oh, that is a very good one, Jess. Now, there's an 11-year-old girl from Texas. Her name is Ramisa. Now, Ramisa wants a cat. Her parents don't want her to have a cat. So what Ramisa has done, she hasn't done, you know, the typical 11-year-old thing and throw a tantrum and just crack it. She's written a 6-page document. Actually, I'm going to call it a report. A 6-page report with details in it that are far more intelligent than anything I did in my 3 years at uni to try and convince her parents to let her have a cat.
It's just a list of pros of getting a cat, is it?
But it's not even pros and cons. The title of the report is Why I Would Love a Cat, Benefits of Cats and Fixing Problems.
A bit wordy, the title, Ramisa. My first critique, but let's unpack it further.
Okay, here's some of the info she's got in this 6-page document. People are 40% less likely to die from a heart attack if they have a cat.
Has she researched whether her parents have heart disease?
No, but I mean, good news for everyone, though.
Yeah, true. You can't argue with those stats.
No, you can't. 15 to 30 minutes of quality time with a cat can reduce anger, stress and anxiety. That's good. We've actually got an office cat around here. We hopefully get it more often because there's a bit of stress and anger going around in our office. But she also said she wanted to get one from a shelter so she could save a cat because that's really important to me. So she's pulling on the heartstrings there.
Oh, well done, Ramisa. That's a good one. Rescue cat.
Yeah. Now, the reason this is all the report has gone viral is because Ramisa's older sister took photos of it and shared it on Twitter. Now, everyone's response on Twitter was saying, oh my God, your sister is amazing. If your parents don't buy her a cat, I will.
Cats are going to start being left in cardboard boxes on their front doorstep.
Yeah, and the other half of people on Twitter were like, your sister's really persuasive.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. I want to get a cat myself. So
she's convincing other people to get a cat. Well, Tommy, this actually strikes pretty close to home. My brother has wanted a puppy since he could talk, basically.
Mm.
And for around his 19th birthday, he made a PowerPoint presentation and presented that to the family why we should get a dog. My parents still said no, so I went out and bought one myself for him. But the PowerPoint presentation. God. Well, he was 19, she's 11. A little bit more impressive for her, but still.
And that's the thing. Parents are spending money on kids' education. They want to see that this is going somewhere and you can mount a logical argument.
Exactly. Ramisa's just learned how to, you know, argue persuasively in, you know, grade 6 English.
Yeah.
Well done. She's putting those skills to real life example.
Exactly. Now, she's not sure she's going to get the cat.
Oh, we don't have a definitive answer from the parents.
No, but she's being positive. Oh, you weren't a fan of that one?
It was low. I mean, it was cheap. It was easy.
Okay. Well, all I can say about Ramisa is she's got the right catitude.
Yeah, I'll pay that one.
Yeah.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And we're calling all inventors. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call now. Do you think you made up maybe a joke, a saying? Are you claiming that you invented a game, perhaps? Tommy, this comes after I went to a friend's house over the weekend. Her name's Liv, and I met her dad, named Phil. And when I walked into the living room, I thought I'd introduce myself. I'm in his home. I'll be polite. I'll do the right thing. I said, oh, hi, I'm Jess. He said, oh, you're Jess. What do you mean by that? He goes...
Bit of attitude there from Phil.
Well, he goes, you stole my joke. I said, excuse me, how many jokes have I ever told on this show? The joke he's referring to, Tommy, happened on the 25th of May, almost a month ago now. This is the joke he's talking about. Tommy, I took a leaf out of your book last night, went for a stroll around Vic Park Lake here in Shep, and I saw a guy walking two little dogs, and I went up for a chat, and I said, hi, are they Jack Russells? And he said, no, they're mine. Now, Phil has been harbouring a grudge for about a month, going around telling people, I stole his joke. I went, what do you mean I stole your joke? He goes, I made that joke up.
Well, if you've never met Phil and you hadn't heard it from him, then it's not his joke.
He said, where'd you get it from? I said, the internet, where everyone gets their jokes from. He goes, no, I made that joke up.
No, you didn't, Phil.
I'm like, this is classic dad behaviour. thinking he's invented this joke. And I was retelling the story to my boyfriend. He goes, you won't believe this. Talking to a colleague today, she reckons she made up a car game. A car game that you and I actually play, Tommy, where you go through the alphabet and list, say, all the countries starting with A. And then when you run out, you move on to B.
Oh, yeah, we play that all the time.
Yeah. One of Brew's colleagues, my boyfriend's colleagues at his school, was like, oh, yeah, I invented this car game.
No.
What do you mean? You can't claim that.
No, you might have thought you made something up. That doesn't mean you invented it. I feel like an invention needs to be a solid piece of, like, a drink bottle or a pencil case, like something that's made of material so you can claim the first one. You can't claim thoughts, you know what I mean?
You that's can't just a claim thought. Thoughts. I'm pretty sure there's a whole law, like court of law, a system of rules for like intellectual property and that kind of thing. But give us a call now, 13 12 16. Do you know someone who claims they invented a saying? Classic George Costanza, I told a woman I coined the phrase, pardon my French.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I reckon it's all dads. Does your dad do it? Are you a dad who does it? Or do you just know someone who's claiming that they've invented something? Coming up just after 8, our phone swap challenges. Join us in studio. They're 24 hours, 5 minutes away from ending, Tommy. But did we catch them cheating overnight, which will essentially disqualify them from winning the prize?
It got pretty intense. There's a video on our Instagram. Go check it out. Hit GV. You be the judge.
But right now we're talking, what are you claiming you invented? Tommy, recently I met a dad... A dad of one of my friends, Liv, his name is Phil, and when I met him, he said, you're Jess, and the disdain he spat at me, Tommy. I went, what? What are you talking about? He goes, you stole my joke. The joke he's referring to happened about a month ago. I saw a guy walking two little dogs, and I went up for a chat, and I said, hi, are they Jack Russells? He said, no, they're mine.
Oh. I got to let you know, I've stolen that joke and I've used it a few times. It's a great joke.
You've stolen it from me. I stole it off the internet. I did not steal it off Phil, but he's claiming he invented it. So now we're talking, what are you claiming you invented? A car game, perhaps, a joke, a saying. What are you claiming?
DJ and Marupna, mate, what are you claiming you invented?
I reckon I come up with this joke. Where does the koala get his cash out?
Where does the koala get his cash out, DJ?
At the local branch.
To be fair, I've never heard that one. Tommy, have you?
No, I haven't. That's good.
I reckon DJ gets intellectual copyright on that joke. DJ, talk me through it. Did you see a koala one day and you were inspired? Were you getting cash out yourself and you thought if a koala was doing this? Talk me through your thought process.
Well, it's just out camping with boys and I know there's a lot of trees, I guess.
There's a lot of trees.
I mean, part of the joke.
His story checks out. Well, DJ, you know what? You can have it. Sure.
Yeah, it's all yours. Claim it.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, DJ.
It's everyone's favourite caller, Paul in Shepparton. What do you reckon you invented, mate?
I invented sweet potato chips.
No, you didn't.
Well, it was when I first moved out of home. And, you know, you start getting a bit hungry, so you've got to make your own food. So I've come up with this idea. I'm going to deep fry some sweet potato. I had a sweet potato, made some chips. 6 months later, no joke, 6 months later, KFC started having, and then McCain's did it about a month after that, sweet potato chips.
Nando's is doing it now as well. They're all doing it. And you can get, like, crisps, sweet potato crisps.
Yeah, like
that's pretty good, but they're bloody expensive. You have to do it yourself.
Oh, Paul, thanks so much, mate. That's brilliant.
I guess we can't prove that he didn't do it, Tommy.
No, we can't.
Paul, you know what? Just... claim it. Paul in Shepparton, he's the inventor of sweet potato chips. Let it be known from this day forth. Thanks for the call, bro.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Tuesday. Thanks for getting up with us.
Jessica, yesterday you were talking about click and collect at Coles. You were saying your Sunday night shop was hectic, and now you think you might give click and collect a go.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I always saw those car parks so close, and I thought, just walk in, you lazy buggers. But after the Sunday night chaos inside, I get why people do it.
And you pose the question, what if I just need a lemon?
Yeah, sometimes I just need a lemon.
What do you need a lemon for?
My tea in the morning.
Oh, okay, cool. Unfortunately, you can't do that with click and collect. Minimum $100.
$100?
Yeah.
It's a lot of lemons. They usually have a deal. That's a lot of lemons. Four for three.
But maybe if you get $100 worth of lemons, you would never need to buy lemons again.
True. And could I stagger them? So can I pay up front and then every Sunday just go and have one lemon delivered to my car for 100 weeks?
That's great. I love that.
I'm going to call Anne-Marie. I feel like I don't know there's an Anne-Marie at Coles, but I feel like there would be an Anne-Marie at the Coles.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, fair. I feel like I've seen a name tag once. Hey, coming up this hour, our Is That a Thing jury yesterday decided that it is a thing to say goodnight to housemates, which I was very firmly against. So I tried it last night to some surprising results, Tommy.
Ooh.
Got a follow-up for you in about 20 minutes.
Just after that, I'm going to let you know that I had a rental inspection, right? And I did something when I got there that I wasn't really proud of.
Oh.
I did something that I thought would get me ahead of the rest of the pack with a rental. You know how you're fighting against so many people. But we're going to get Peter Cardamone, real estate expert, on to maybe tell me what I did and whether it was wrong or not.
We're already leaning towards it was wrong,
yeah,
are we?
Probably.
Okay, but next, of course, our phone swap 24-hour challenge kicked off yesterday with Trista and Joe. The ladies are standing outside the studio. Little do they know, we potentially caught them out cheating yesterday, and this could all be over. We could disqualify them.
Yeah.
But let's get the ladies in to chat through how they went, and let's really wake you up on this Tuesday with your Konski Wake Up Shake Up on the GV's Hit 96.9.
S8, Australia's fastest phone, now available at Telstra. Like. Jess and Tommy's phone swap on the GV's Hit 96.9.
When Telstra hooked us up with the Samsung S8, Australia's fastest phone, we thought, well, whoever's going to win this, we're going to have to put them to the test with a 24-hour phone swap challenge. And Trista, you took on that challenge. It has now been 24 hours. You nominated your colleague, Joe. In one word, how was the 24 hours with Joe's phone and without your beloved mobile?
Interesting.
Interesting. Great word to describe it. Now, the whole thing Tommy and I put ourselves up to was catching you ladies out, I guess. So there was a couple of messages.
Yeah.
A couple of phone calls. Tommy, you were trying to catch Joe out. What'd you get up to?
Yeah, Joe, I sent you a couple of messages because you were in charge of Trista's phone. And Trista, you do have some tattoos on your forearms and a piercing through your eyebrow. So I thought, you know, I might play on the fact that maybe Trista has a tattoo appointment tomorrow, and I sent what I thought would look like an automatically generated message, and it just said, tattoo appointment tomorrow, confirmation, reply, yes, to cancel, no. And I sent that to you three times, Joe, and because of the outages yesterday, you didn't get back to me, so Trista, tattoo appointment, not on. Got cancelled, unfortunately.
No, Optus being down worked in your favour, I guess, yesterday. But Trista, I was trying to catch you out, allegedly messaging Joe's phone, and I said, confirming delivery of 100 congratulations balloons to be delivered to APCO service station. Confirm, yes. Your reply was, if you're paying, lol. So, again, you didn't confirm, so no balloons for either of you.
Oh, damn it.
But, Tommy, I came in last night at about 7 o'clock. I thought, I reckon I can catch the ladies out because once they leave their respective workplaces, they could just switch back. They'll be like, who's going to call us at, you know, between 7 and 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
So I dialed Joe's number to catch her out, and this is what happened.
Hello, Joe's phone.
Hey, Joe, what's for dinner?
It's trip. Tonight's chicken sandwiches.
Very good, Trista. Just making sure after hours. I thought the ladies may have switched back after work, but no, you've got Joe's phone at home.
Yep.
Chicken for dinner.
Yeah.
Atta
chicken
girl.
Dinner tonight.
I didn't doubt you for a second. Well, you enjoy your chicken. And
I sure will.
We'll see you in the morning. Have a good night.
You too.
See you, Trista. So three tests there already, Tommy, and they've already passed. So we're nearly in the clear. But, Trista, you did mention in your original application you were worried about what Joe was going to put on your social media. Yes. What did you get up to on socials last night, Joe?
Lots. A little congratulations, a bit of an announcement coming up. Picture there, an ultrasound of a baby, and yes, a bit of announcement going on.
Now, did that get a lot of traction on Facebook?
It did, a lot. Yes, a lot. Didn't it, Trista?
And a couple of phone calls to the partner.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, ladies, I think we can safely say the 24 hours successfully completed. Well done, Trista. Well done, Joe.
Thank you.
Trista, you walk away with a brand new Samsung S8, Australia's fastest phone, now available at Telstra. A quick word of thanks to Joe, maybe, for putting up with it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's all right.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
Coming up after your 8:30 trending now, Tommy has your tips on how to best impress at a rental inspection. But right now, we conducted a bit of an experiment, and is that a thing? We posed the question, is it a thing to say goodnight to housemates? I've recently got a new housemate, and she cracked it at me the other day for never saying goodnight. And my argument is it's a romantic, intimate thing. You say it to maybe family members, but you say it to your partner when you're cozying up in bed and you're about to close your eyes. But Laura in Shepparton was our jury yesterday, and she disagreed. In Shepparton, Laura, come on, is it a thing to say goodnight to housemates?
Yes, it is. It's a polite thing to say, and, like, I've even said it to randoms down the street, like, good night.
What? Laura's dishing out rogue good nights.
Laura, I don't know about saying it to actual randos down the street at the shop.
But as the way with our Is That A Things, the jury has the final say, and Tommy, you gave me the challenge to start saying it. If the jury thinks it's a thing, well, then I have to think it's a thing too. So last night on your request, I said goodnight to my two housemates.
How'd that go?
Well, I recorded it. You tell me how they reacted.
Early night for me. Good night.
Good night. Say good night.
Now, it's a little bit muffled because I was trying to be discreet with the voice recorder, but one of my housemates said, what the hell? And the other one was like, she said good night.
Yeah, so they would... taken aback. Yeah. They didn't really even appreciate the good night because they were just in shock.
Seriously, yeah, as you heard, the first one just responded and then that kind of sunk in being like, whoa, this is momentous.
Okay, I want to delve a little bit deeper here. When you said it, how'd it feel?
Weird.
I don't know.
Like it was going against the very fibre of my being.
I don't know why you associate it with something romantic because it's not.
Well, I did delve a bit deeper myself, okay. Tommy, as to the roots. Why do we say goodnight? Yep. Why has it just become this common thing? And there are things floating around on the internet like there's roots in Greek mythology. That's how far back it stems from. And it's got, you know, this like ancestry of this phrase. And then someone else has just squashed them all in a forum by saying there is nothing more to it than knowing that sleep is important and you genuinely want the other person to actually have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm with that. Don't you want your housemates to have a good night's sleep?
If that's all it is, why do I have to do it?
Because it's polite.
No.
When you go to a rental property inspection, you're essentially entering into a game against everyone else who's there. Obviously, the prize being the house. Now, the aim of the game is to win. And I'm of the mentality that you have to win at all costs. You're not taking time out of your day to go to a rental inspection to not win. So any kind of little edge that I can get over the competition, I will take. So yesterday I went to a rental inspection here in the GV, and I thought maybe, obviously the agent doesn't pick who lives in the house. They pass on feedback, I guess, to the landlord.
Yeah, so based on your application and any interaction you had, you could get some brownie points from the real estate agent, but you're right, at the end of the day, it's the landlord's decision.
Well, that was the thing. I tried to get as many brownie points as I could. I rocked up wearing a pair of black jeans, a white button-up shirt, and like a cream-coloured blazer.
Yeah, good. I would have gone the full suit. The three-piece suit. Looked like you'd come from an office with a very stable job.
Yep.
You know, your employment is very secure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do see what you've dressed up. You don't look like a scumbag.
Yeah, I put a lot of cologne on. Probably too much. Everyone was coughing. But
fumigate the house.
And then I tried to have like just a little bit of fodder, a little bit of banter, chit-chat with the agent. She was not interested at all. She
yeah, because like, everyone was doing it to her.
She's like, mate, it's 4 o'clock on a Monday. The last thing I want to do is talk to you about how my day's been. And I thought that pre-filling out, you know, the application form, I thought pre-filling that out, bringing it there, having it in a nice plastic folder would have helped, would have gotten me a leg up. But it turns out the other six people that were there were thinking the same thing and they were wearing trackies. So at least I look nice, I guess.
Totally. Tommy, I've gone for a couple of rentals in my time, and one of the tips that I've picked up, it might not be too late for you to adopt this, offer like 6 months rent up front.
Yeah, I definitely can't afford that.
Okay, well, 3 months.
Yeah, okay.
Offer some rent up front, so that's money in the landlord's pocket.
Yep.
Yes, you're out of pocket too, but it shows that you're committed.
And it also shows that you've got that much money sitting in your bank account.
Exactly. They don't know that you've had to do it on credit. No, don't do that. That's very bad advice. But they don't know that you now have to live off 2-minute noodles for the next 3 weeks. But, you know, just you need to get a leg up. If everyone else has done the same stuff as you,
okay,
bar the suit, maybe offer a bit of money.
That's good. Yeah. I like it. I'll do it.
Let me know how it
right
goes.
Now.
Good job.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.